I'm Brian Russo, and welcome back to Coastal Connection. We'll head in this next segment up to Delaware, where a growing number of families are living with the daily struggles of parenting a child with autism. Well, a small farm in Lewis is helping to ease some of those struggles, even if it's just a few hours a week, by putting kids on the backs of horses. And it's not just kids with autism either. Therapeutic horseback riding has proven to be helpful for people of any age, battling ailments ranging from cerebral palsy and multiple sclerosis to ADHD and other learning disabilities. The Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding Organization is a nonprofit that's been improving lives one stride at a time since 1988, helping riders improve balance, muscle strength, coordination, and confidence. I went to Lewis recently and met Kelly Boyer. She's a certified instructor here at the farm. She was starting a lesson with a longtime student in the program. His name is Jeffrey. He's a young boy of no more than 9 or 10, and Jeffrey has autism. Kelly led one of the majestic horses out of the stable and up towards a ramp where Jeffrey was waiting with his aunt. See, the ramp makes it easier for students like Jeffrey to mount the horse. And once he got on the horse and he adjusted his purple helmet, he grabbed the reins and he listened for Kelly's gentle instructions.
Hang on to that saddle. We're going to walk on, Jeffrey.
She and the other volunteer handlers then led the horse into the fenced field where the lesson would commence.
That's good. Good leg tap. And walk on, champ. Excellent job, Mr. Jeffrey. What a pretty day to ride, huh?
Well, Jeffrey is autistic and nonverbal, and when he first started, he was terrified to get on the horse, where he would resist and crying and throw a fit, and it would take, you know, at the beginning 5 minutes or so to calm him down. Mm-hmm. So we just use positive reassurance and just persist it. And getting him to calm and to stay focused and to learn new skills, such as holding the reins mm-hmm. and giving the horse signals to walk on and signals to stop.
Jeffrey, on count of three, we're going to ask Champ to stop. That means you have to pull your reins back to your stomach, okay? On the count of three, one, two, three, pull your reins back and stop. Good stop, Jeffrey. Good stop, and Champ. Can you pet Champ? Use your hand, pet. Pet Champ, take your hand off the rein. Good job. Good pet Champ. Awesome. Give me five.
So over the progression of the past few years, he's gotten to the point where first he's been not only calm getting on the horse, but he knows the steps of what it takes to get on himself. Sure. He no longer needs us to place him on. Mm-hmm. He understands that he grabs the reins as soon as he gets on, so he knows that holding the reins is important and is needed to ride. And he's learned skills such as stopping the horse on his own. He's learned leg aid to tap his heels against the horse's side to make mm-hmm. him walk and also to trot. And he's also learned a new skill of what we call two-point, where he stands up in the saddle while walking over poles.
And we're going to walk over that white pole to the right, okay? All right, Mr. Jeffrey, you have a pole coming up. Remember what we do over poles? Look, there's a pole. So you're going to stand up on the count of three. One, two, Jeffrey, three, stand up. Good listening. Nice job. Good stand up, Jeffrey. Give me five. I know. And Jen, proud of you, too. Good work.
How much of the interaction that he has with everybody else do you think has been improved because of the interactions he's learned with these animals?
I think he's learned to be calm mm-hmm. in communicating with others, and to be gentle too mm-hmm. and more accepting of having others in his personal space, which can be a real issue for individuals with autism. And I think it's helped him improve his ability to focus on a task mm-hmm. and also to learn new skills and gain an understanding of, you put three steps together, that gives you the result of a task. So I think it's helped in that way through his other daily tasks at home and at school.
I know this sort of therapeutic riding is, basically the results are different from rider to rider.
Yes.
Explain the differences between what, you know, kids like Jeffrey with autism may get out of therapeutic riding versus somebody with cerebral palsy.
Right. Someone like Jeffrey who has autism, therapeutic riding helps socially because it tends to be they tend to be antisocial, so it helps to bring them out of their shell and to encourage interaction not only with the animals but both with the volunteers also, to accept prompting from us and to as far as also following directions and learning new skills. Whereas someone with cerebral palsy, it's more the physical aspects of the gait of the horse will help to tone muscles that may be lax, or on the opposite, it may help to loosen tight muscles, especially in the hip, pelvic area, and in the back. The horse's gait is the closest replicating movement to our human gait, so they get that same bilateral movement through their hips and core as we get while we're walking on our feet. So with cerebral palsy, that helps to definitely improve posture, improve balance, and movement. We have one rider who's been riding since probably the late 90s who has CP. Started as a young boy. He's now 21. And his doctor, they do believe that because of his participation in the riding program, that has helped him stay mobile, where he can walk in his walker and be able to sit up on his own, whereas because it's enabled him to keep that core strength strong and also improve his leg strength as well.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo, and we're speaking with Kelly Boyer. She's an instructor at the Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding Facility. Show me around a little bit. I mean, how many horses are here and how many students are coming through here on a weekly basis? You know, talk about some of the different steps and places that they are in the program. Obviously, you know, not everybody is riding yet. Maybe they're still trying to make that connection.
Right.
I guess what's the first step when a kid comes here for the first time?
The first step is to, once all the forms and paperwork is filled out, is just to introduce them to the horse and to make sure that they're comfortable being around the horse to begin with. Like, for instance, Sarah, who's a rider, who's been with the program for probably over 6 years now, and it's got to the point where she can volunteer, she's grooming the horse. So with some riders, that is part of their time out here, is that they actually learn to groom the horse, which is cleaning the horse up so that they can be ridden. So they learn the task of grooming, and then they learn to tack the horse up, which is to put the equipment on the horse that we use to ride. So they get to learn those tasks, and then also it's the interaction between the rider and the horse on the ground too, which is just as important as when they're riding. They get to understand horse behavior, you know, their natural tendencies, what type of animals they are, that they are, they can be flight animals, but just understanding their behavior from the ground, which incorporates to their skills to riding.
Is that first connection between the child and the horse often the most challenging part?
I've seen some riders come out and be really excited but intimidated by the horse's size, where I've seen some riders have to stand on a mounting block for 20 minutes before they were brave enough to put their hands on the saddle, where other riders are immediately connect and are willing to get on and experience, you know, horseback riding. So it really varies person to person. We have residents of the Stokely Center that come out now who are adult age, and we have one woman who she's been grooming the horse and also walking the horse, which just that alone gives her exercise she doesn't get throughout her regular day, her regular routine. So she like she's not at the point where she's riding yet, but she's definitely improved in her like the length that she can walk the horse and her ability to groom them and just to interact with them on the ground.
Yeah. I've done pieces before on other organizations that work with special needs children, such as Surfers Healing, which takes autistic children out on a surfboard. And I saw firsthand this almost sort of awakening moment with some of those kids as they had that relationship or that connection with Mother Nature. Tell me about some of those stories or some of your favorite ones over the years of just children connecting.
I've seen it a number, you know, every time you see it in some aspect. I think it's empowering to them, and you just see the feeling of achievement that they have when they've been able to get that horse to stop, you know, over top of a pole or to get them to trot. It's just their ability to interact with another living being yeah. that can think and feel on their own and can make up their own mind. So I think emotionally it's just empowering, as well as physically be able to work with something that's 10 times bigger than you are. So I've seen, like, Jeffrey, when he would first trot, you know, just the sound, this laughter from the depths of his belly comes out. And it's just pure joy. Yeah. And, you know, he's just loving that moment right there.
Jeffrey's aunt, Jennifer Swingle, says the years he's been coming here to the farm to participate in the therapeutic riding program have been absolutely invaluable to so many different facets of his life. She says he's come a long way from being afraid to now having a lot of fun.
It's really helping him with following directions, focusing on a task. He was diagnosed with autism, but he's nonverbal, and he's also very hyper. Mm-hmm. He doesn't focus. It takes his mind like 2 or 3 seconds to process what you're asking him to do. So Kelly really focuses on following directions, and it's been great because we try to take that at home and get him to do small tasks, and right. it's really an effort sometimes.
Yeah. In speaking with a few families that I've met over the years that have autistic children, you know, they say that there's so much going on in their heads that getting them to just focus on one bit of stimuli is often the challenge. Do you think that because of the horse's size and the fact that it's such a different experience for him, that it's perhaps easier for him to focus on the stimulation of riding a horse in that moment?
I think the horse's size was very intimidating to him in the beginning. As Kelly said, when he first came to the program, he cried, he would push everyone away, he did not want to be on the horse. It took Kelly holding him, having him pet the horse to get on. And then once he was on, he gained a little bit of confidence, and it was like his whole demeanor changed. And mm-hmm. this went on for probably 2 or 3 years, where he was terrified to get on the horse. Once he was on, he was fine. Mm-hmm. It's taken a couple years to get him to do the things that he can do now, like pull back the reins, initiate the horse to move, and to post when he goes over a rail. So it's taken her a few years just to get him to follow those directions. But I do think it's a very helpful program as far as helping him to focus and be able to do small tasks.
Mm-hmm. So from, you know, not wanting to even be near the horse to now, you know, it looks like he was having such a fantastic time. Does he look forward to it? Does he know when you pull down the long dirt driveway that you're here?
Yeah, he has several noises. Like I said, he's nonverbal, but he has several noises he makes. And one of them is we call it his happy noise. And it's just full on the minute you start to slow down in front of that road. And even sometimes when you're just riding by, because my mom lives on this road and we ride by it a lot, he gets all excited. Yeah. So yeah, he knows. If you tell him in the morning, all right, you have horseback riding lessons today, he'll go and get his boots. I mean, he knows. Yeah. So it's great.
Yeah. What has that sort of positive experience for Jeffrey meant to the entire family? Because I know, you know, what families go through in dealing with the challenges of autism is often more struggle than success sometimes. Tell me what this program has done for Jeffrey and the whole family.
It has been wonderful. I often say kids with autism disabilities, they don't always get the play dates. They don't always get the soccer, the organized sports, the birthday parties. They just don't. And this gives him something that belongs to him. And it's just been wonderful. I mean, his self-esteem, when you see him come here and when he gets on that horse and what he does, and the fact that he has something that's just his, it's just been wonderful.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, I became a volunteer for this program just for that reason. I just thought it was such a great program. I saw how much it did for my nephew, and I love seeing what it does for these kids when they come out here. It's theirs.
Yeah.
It's something that's theirs, and it means a lot to the family to have something that they can be involved with their child.
It's got to be a very moving experience to see children who usually don't communicate with the world or sometimes may struggle with communicating with the world all of a sudden being blissful and happy in that moment. How satisfying is it for you to see other kids who you've never met before in this community go through that?
It's amazing. It brings you to tears sometimes. I mean, you could just be out there, and we have, like she said, they're adults from the Stokely Center, and they'll say, "I love you, Lucy," talking to the horse, and you're just like, you just tear up. It's amazing to see the impact that these horses have on these kids and vice versa. I mean, these horses are amazing. They are so gentle. They're so, they just know, you know, they would never do anything. I've seen the horse who, if the wind blows and it knocks down the basketball thing that we have out there, jump and run. But when he has a rider on his back, did not make a, like, not a peep. Just stood completely still because he knew he had a rider on his back. So it's amazing. It's an amazing program.
Back in the field, Kelly Boyer is coaching a girl named Sarah.
Walk over the white pole. Go up into 2 point. Good with your leg aid. Nice job correcting her there, Sarah. That was a good catch.
She's been riding in the program for 6 years. She has a learning disability that has made it difficult for her academically and socially. But Sarah says riding has given her a sense of confidence that she may not have ever had otherwise.
It did boost my confidence a lot. Like Kelly said, I was always very hunched over, very shy, never wanted to really talk to a lot of people. And I guess riding horses kind of boosts that confidence, got me to like stand up straighter. So I guess it helped me in like my everyday life.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I would like to be a teacher, special ed in history for middle school and high school kids.
Now you're taking college classes right now, right?
Yes, I'm actually in my second year in college at Delaware Technical Community College. It is the Owens campus.
Fantastic.
Right now I'm part-time because I have a lot of other things going on.
Right.
I volunteer at the farm as much as I can. I'm riding. I do martial arts.
Oh, wow.
I'm working to become a black belt. Hopefully next year I'll be testing in Dover for my black belt testing. I do Taekwondo and Haedonggungdo, which is sword fighting. And it is the Korean martial arts.
So in a sense, therapeutic riding may have sparked other achievements for Sarah and many other riders here at the farm. Kelly Boyer told me that families of special needs children in the region are often very receptive to this unique style of therapy.
I think the biggest misconception is that they're just pony rides, that we're just putting them on a horse and circling them around the ring a couple times and then calling it a day. And that's just not the case at all. Despite what their abilities are, they learn horsemanship just like any other person would. And they learn the skills associated with caring for horses and also interacting with them. And despite someone's maybe inability to walk or their inability to speak or see or whatever the disability may be, they do have the ability to ride.
The Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding Organization runs on 100% donations from the public. So if you'd like to learn more about the amazing connections that are being made every day here at the farm between special needs riders of all ages and these gentle horses, you can click to our website, wamucoast.org. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo.
Lucky ones are we all till it is over. Everyone, near and far. When you smile, the sun it peeks through the clouds. Never die. For always be around.